Over the weekend, Charlie and me were out walking around the neighborhood. We passed Frank Ward's place. He has a bigger than usual garage and works on vintage cars in his spare time. He'd just gotten a delivery of a new old car, and there's a couple of guys from away hanging out, coffee mugs in hand. Never seen him before. The owners, maybe? Being neighborly, I say, "Hi there." And Charlie goes, "Boy, that sure is a beauty. Looks like it just needs a little TLC. Then, out of the blue, one of the guys, who frankly seemed like he had a little buzz on, looks at us and goes, "Did you know there were three types of rings? Engagement ring, wedding ring, and suffer ring. I've been doing the last one for 44 years. And his buddy laughs like he hasn't heard this one before. He goes, "Yup, been married for 23 years, best 5 years of my life." All three of them have a good chuckle. What the heck? I know that kind of talk happens when it's just the boys, but why now? Why to us? Charlie and me are obviously a couple. Couldn't help myself. I smile sweetly and say, "If you're aiming at being comedians, don't quit your day jobs." "Ooh," they reply. "What are we, in junior high?"
"Catch you later, Frank," Charlie adds, and off we go.
I don't know. There was something about that incident that just irritated the heck out of me. Charlie knew it, too.
"Water under the bridge, Ida. Let it go."
Easier said than done. Then, this happened yesterday. I call in two prescriptions to Walgreens, then comes a flurry of automatic messages. You'd think out here in the boonies it would be a real person, but no. Apparently, they have one of the prescriptions in stock and the other has to be ordered. Fine, no problem. Then they follow up with a message I'd never gotten before. The robo voice says, "This is Walgreens on the corner of Main Street and State Road in Mahosick Mills, Maine. Your prescription may or may not be ready." Huh? May or may not be ready? What am I supposed to do with that? I'm glad I stopped everything I was doing and rushed to the phone to get that valuable information. On the flip side, after some weirdly warm days, we're back to perfect fall weather. Crisp, sunny days, amazing foliage against the blue skies, the smell of leaves crunching underfoot. Wow. And let's not forget fresh-picked apples and apple cider and apple cider donuts, of course, which are always fresh because they don't last long enough in our house to go stale. I love fall, don't you? That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.